Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another Word of Encouragement video for you. Yes, you who need it so much. These are turbulent times, even in this new year of 2025. I got a question for you. Whose servant are you? Who do you serve with your spirit, your soul, and your body? And who does your heart think of, follow, and believe in? That's my question to you. And I'm going to take it out of the Authorized King James Bible. Psalms 118, 65 through 68. The Psalms were written by King David, the second king of ancient Israel, after they came out of Egypt. King David was a musician, a poet, a soldier, a warrior, and then he became a king. He wrote music and songs. So let's open up first with prayer, and then we'll get into his teaching so that you can hear him as he talks about his God, the God of Israel, the God that brought Israel out of Egypt, who is still on the throne of the kingdom of heaven today. Let's pray. Dear God of the kingdom of heaven, the God of creation, thank you for speaking to and saving King David when he was a young boy. Thank you for letting him be a musician and a poet to write to us. Thank you for all those who wrote his songs down for us to see, hear, and to help us understand you and ourselves. We thank you. Continue to teach us out of your words and other books, out of nature, out of circumstances. Teach us to hear you, to know you, believe in you, and to follow you as your servants. In your name, amen. All right, let's go to Psalms 118, 65 through 68. Verse 65, King David is writing, "You, O Lord, have dealt well with your servant." O Lord, that means owner. The word Lord means owner. "According unto your commandments, your word, your everlasting covenant." Yes, the God of the kingdom of heaven will deal with you out of love, joy, and peace, mainly out of his image, agape love. Verse 66. "Spiritually teach me good spiritual judgment and spiritual knowledge. For I have believed your spiritual commandments." He's saying you have to be taught good judgment and spiritual knowledge. And you have to believe in his commandments, that they are for you, all of humanity, nature, and the spirit realm around us here on the earth. Verse 67. "Before I was afflicted, I went astray." Have you ever gone astray? Oh, yes, we all have. "But now have I kept your word." I've been obedient. If you say stop, I stop. If you say forgive, I forgive. If you say don't do this, I don't do that. I learned to listen. Verse 68, "You are good and you do good. Teach me your spiritual statutes, your commands, your laws, your judgments, your righteousness. I need to be your student, your disciple. I need to learn so much from you." Verse 69, "The spiritually proud have created a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts. with my whole heart. So what did we learn about King David? He's the servant of God, the God of the kingdom of heaven, the God of agape love, the God of laws, commandments, words, decrees, everlasting covenant. David said, I need to be taught all your good judgment and your spiritual knowledge. And I believe that you are my teacher and your commandments are true and righteous. He says, oh, I was afflicted before and I went astray. But now because I've been obedient to you, your servant, to your word, I'm now in a good place. And David tells us that he says, you're good, God, and you do good. So teach me these good statutes, these rules, these laws, these commands, so I can be obedient to you and be your servant. He said, there's been many lies created against me. But no matter what, I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Can you say that no matter what is said against you? Can you spiritually discern if you get a phone call and somebody starts cursing you out? But can you really see who it is? Can you understand circumstances? Can you look at somebody who's a murderer, a horrible person, and say, God loves you, has a plan for your life, and you will apply forgiveness and love and mercy to them spiritually? Oh, they may never leave prison. They may never change in their soul or physical body. But upon earthly death, their spirit will go to heaven. So here in this word of encouragement, we're learning who King David is a servant of. And he's asking, are you a servant of his God? Is your heart, your mind, your soul, your body also a servant? That's my question for you today. In this word of encouragement, look and see. And I'll get back with you with another word of encouragement for you. Bye-bye. This is Pastor Deborah. See you out there. Because I'm always looking for you, to help you, to love you, praying for you, never forgetting about you no matter where you are. You be encouraged. Someone loves you. Bye-bye.